We can get the young people to join Jesus and Alf and I this morning. I want to share something with you this morning, and then if you would be so kind, those of you who went to camp, just share a little bit about your experience. I know Mr. Travis, when he talked to me last night to let me know that you made it safely home, he wanted me to tell the church how much they appreciate them supporting the camp program, both with their prayers and financially. And I pass that along, and I know Travis will have something more to say when he gets back. Let's see. This is a day that we call Father's Day. We had a day a few weeks ago that we called Mother's Day. And it's hard because we're in a society anymore where the families are kind of torn apart. Hold that a minute. I get my Bible. And I want you to look it up for me. I forget which one it was. So. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 9. And I struggled with this all week. Mr. Phil and I was talking about it. How do you project a positive image of fathers in our society? And when things are so confused. Ephesians chapter 5. One thing that we do know for sure, that God is our Heavenly Father. He has created us in His image, both male and female. So then on earth, He has given us the challenge to procreate, which means bring forth the family. But it's really God's love that we need to look up to, because earthly fathers and earthly mothers are just sinners saved by grace, like we all are. But I wanted to share with you about what the Apostle Paul had to say in chapter 6, Zion. You find it? Verses 1 through 3.
It says, "Children, obey your parents as you would the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may have long life in the land."
Amen. The New Living Translation says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first of the Ten Commandments that ends with a promise." You are promised so much just for honoring what the Lord had said. And you don't always have to, it's hard because you don't always have to agree with your mother or your father and things that they say or do. But it's that kind of thing that we call agape love, unconditional love, that we have to show honor and respect. And the promise is this: you, me too, will live a long life full of blessings. Now, Paul also went on there further and chastised the fathers. He says, "And a word to you fathers, don't make your children angry." And that's also a word to mothers too. We have to be cautious of that. "And a word for you fathers and mothers, don't make your children angry by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction approved by the Lord." That's why we go to camp, spiritual retreats, come to church to encourage one another, because it's hard living in this world. But we do that for the purpose of honoring our mother and our father, who gave us life in this world. But it's God the Father who has given us life eternally. So when we learn to understand what God the Father means, then we can also understand what our parents mean, because He's our heavenly parent. But this is a message to children too. Parenting works both ways. To do the best job of parenting, parents need the children's cooperation and obedience. It is extremely difficult to guide and train and nurture a perpetual rebellious child. I was one of them rebellious child. I even got one that's 50 years old right now, lives in Louisiana. At the same time, the child is more able and willing to respect and obey the parent when the parent offers security to the child through love and patience. If we exasperate and frustrate our children, how can we expect them to obey and learn? It's a learning process, and it's a thing that we all have to learn as we go through life, because you're in the early stages of your life. Life is going to become more challenging, but if you keep your eyes on the focus of God's Word and Jesus, you will ever have life and have it more abundantly.